This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for March 16th. I'm Paul Plack. Cessna reports receipt of an FAA type certificate for the CJ4, the newest and largest of the CJs. It's approved for single pilot operations, shares a common type rating with the other CJs, and will begin deliveries later this year. The FAA has issued an emergency airworthiness directive for several models of the Boeing 737 after a crew detected severe vibration in an elevator and made an otherwise uneventful emergency landing. A Nigerian Air Force Alenia G-222 skidded off a runway at Port Harcourt International Airport Saturday as it was arriving for a mock disaster drill that suddenly became the real thing. Hawker Beechcraft and Flight Safety International say they've been approved to start training Chinese technicians to support the Hawker 4000 and Beechcraft King Air C-90. BLR Aerospace says the FAA last week certified its winglet systems for King Air 90s. Deliveries begin immediately. Rockwell Collins says the Kingdom of Bahrain has selected its T-BOS, or Transportable Black Hawk Operation Simulator, to train its pilots. NASA researchers at Langley have done a second drop test on a specially instrumented MD-500 helicopter. It looks like a third test is now out of the question. The World Hot Air Balloon Championship will return to the U.S. in 2012. NASA is offering researchers free zero-G flights for their experiments. And a California woman allegedly responded to an eviction notice by stealing her landlady's Piper Cherokee. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, EAA's Earl Lawrence explains how the NTSB has reached some conclusions about the safety of home-built aircraft using skewed data. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.